This is Talk is Cheap on KPWLP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. I'm your host, DJ Susti. Okay, this week, The Tubes came out with an album called Remote Control, and it's all about consumerism. And if you just replace TV with web, the parallels are uncanny. Just a couple of things. Not a big Tubes fan. I would call them new wave, but they are more of a parody band. I would not call them a punk. I don't think you would call them a punk band. And then this particular album is produced by Todd Rundgren, and I believe it's Alice Cooper's drummer. Never really liked Todd Rundgren, and for three weeks now I've been trying to think of why it is that I don't like Todd Rundgren. And I think A, it's because he reminds me of disco. And also, when you hear, even though I'm sure he's a genius, and I know he's a great musician, genius, but there's a thing I do, it's called the Muzak test. If I hear your group on the overhead at the grocery store, you're automatically a sellout. And this includes Phil Collins and Genesis and some of my favorites, although you'll never hear King Crimson. I don't think they ever played Sleepless over the Muzak. They may have played Sleepless over the Muzak or Heartbeat, but I don't think King Crimson has ever had anything over the Muzak. Certainly Gong has never had anything over the Muzak. So anyway, and Zappa too. So yeah, Todd Rundgren, right away, first time I heard him was probably in the grocery store. So not a big fan of, and you can hear in the Tubes Remote Control, you can totally hear Todd Rundgren's influence. So, and you know, you punk rockers out there, even though they were never punk rock to begin with, this would be a progressive rock. This is probably where they went to progressive rock, which people hate. But I personally, I love every single song on this album is great. And of course, the Tubes did a phenomenal show with props, and word is that it just cost them too much money, and they never quite, She's a Cutie and One in a Million Girl, all that was horrible, and but they tried for years to become, you know, big, and they just never did, and so they sold out with She's a Beauty, One in a Million Girl, and that was the end of the Tubes. So, like I say, if you can, a message learned with laughter is a message learned forever, I think, and if you can say it with music, so much the better. So this is, this week's show is on consumerism, with a musical documentary, so to speak, from the Tubes. Thanks for listening, tell your friends, support independent media. Oh, and I hope you tune in next week. I'll play you a Jeff Beck from his There and Back tour with Stanley Clarke. And I also have a Carmine Appice. So I'll play both of those, some excerpts from both of those. We'll be right back.
I'd like to thank all you kids, for coming to Oakland. I know it's tough. I know it's tough to come across the Bay Bridge and go to Oakland, I can dig it, You're probably missing something really good on TV tonight. Rockford Files, you already missed Rockford Files, man, so forget it, I don't know what's on, maybe 8 is Enough, I think, is on, or something disgusting like that. But anyway, I wish I was the man in the soundproof booth. I wish were nice girls, you know? But I always seemed to end up with girls on motorcycles, you know, or girls with leather outfits on, you know what I mean? I always get chicks like that. I kind of like those kind of chicks. Yeah! Hey, don't quit my jacket. Hey, take off my hoodie. I'm gonna pick that up.
To me. I've had all that I can stand. Take hold of me with your hand.
Oh, baby, you give me the chills. Whisper low in my ear. Let me know how it feels just to know you are near.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. I guess I came on a little too strong. Maybe maybe she didn't catch the exercises. I don't know, man. This is no mercy for a guy like me.
Well, it's a shame when you got nobody. And it's a drag when you got no friend. But it's worse when you get no mercy. And you're starting all over again. And back in my own world, nobody bugs me. But down on the shop floor,
to the Mr. Fee Show. Thank you. Sputnik Spooner on lead guitar and vocals, ladies and gentlemen. I was just backstage listening to the radio, and I'm sorry to say that the Giants lost to the Cubs tonight. Oh, man. That's disgusting, isn't it, man? I could play better than those guys, you know? I could be a baseball player. I want to do all those endorsements, you know, for hamburgers and french fries and stuff. I could do that, man. I could hit. I could hit. What's on the other side of the wall? Seems like my world has gotten so small. Just can't wait to have it all now.
Just take it one thing now.
somebody get married today. Some people crying as they drove away. Old ladies laughing and children at play. I ask for love, but they don't hear what I say. I wanna feel what everyone feels. What will tomorrow reveal? French fries, those baseball players, you know. The potassium in the potatoes is really good for you. Just hold the potatoes and give me the grease on a piece of paper. What is it like to kiss a real girl? Think you're in love and get married to her. To have lots of children and grow fat and old. Die like a fish on the end of a pole. From life to kidnap heiress, I'll threaten her with a knife. What do you want from life? To get cable TV and watch it every night. There you sit up, lump in your chair. Love affair with a girl that you met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing all right? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the one that you love? Someone to love and somebody you can trust. What do you want from life?
What do you want from life?
Try and be happy
while you do the nasty things you must.
From the audience right now. Sorry, no guys. No. No guys. Has to be a beautiful young girl right now with great big eyes. You know the kind of girl I mean. I know you're out there somewhere. Beautiful little blonde.
What do you want from life?
KPW 97.3 FM, Eugene Peace Works Independent Community Radio. Streaming online at kpw.org.
Absolutely free. And that's not all. Oh, you dropped the word. That's not all. Also, we have a check. Yes, a tubes check for $100,000 to build your own condominium fallout shelter. It's all yours. Just don't try and cash that, okay? Right away. And that's not all. We have also for you Master Charge. Yes, to take care of those incidental expenses such as your lead line brassiere, your lead line panties, your lead line sandals, your lead line Levi's. It's all yours, courtesy of Master Charge. Yes, it is. And all you have to do to win. Now, she has the line. I have the line. The band has the line. Are you ready in the background?
Yes.
Are you ready
band,
back there?
The band
yes.
Needs a line.
Oh, first of all.
The band needs a line.
They need a line. That's right. First of all, a big hand for our beautiful hostess this evening, the lovely Miss Ree Styles, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Ow. Oh, my back. Now, are you ready? Are you ready in the band?
Yes.
Are you ready in the audience? Please, no help now. Please, don't give it. Thank you. Here we go. This is for all the money, all the prizes. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
A poke in the eye with a blunt stick.
I'm sorry. That was last year's line. So, you put this on because you're going to need it. Right now, we're going to take you off stage with the beautiful Grecian roadies of the Tubes crew, and we're gonna give you a tour of the lovely crew bus. Yes, there's 15 bunks in the crew bus, and you'll be visiting each and every one of them. And it's all yours, absolutely free, courtesy of the Tubes. Take her away, boy, she's all yours. Right this way, just right this way, right back. Just right up there, sorry. Trying to be a wise guy, huh? There's no way out. No way out for her. Thank you. If I could just, maybe eight is enough is still on. Is that what's on Friday night? What's on Friday night at 10 o'clock? What? Dope, no dope. I want to watch television, man. I'm missing something good. I know I am, man. I know I am. Listen to the girls about the other world. It's just a day job, night job, odd job, nose job, hand job, blow job, rack job, snow job, boring 9-to-5 job, rather have a knob job. Things get too inertial. No time for commercial. Rather be a clone. Guess I'm going home to be the cold Jack Long show. Happy day, had a pal, that's a night. Have a life, Johnny Carson, for that night. Good time, make a deal, Johnny, make a family meal. Feeling so much thinner, I need a TV dinner. I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore. TV suicide, TV suicide. What a lovely way to die. It's a television suicide. Please stand by, we're coming to you live. Cause we got news, hot news, flash news, trash news, funny news, stupid news, comprehensive over news, eyewitness TV news, brought to you by Gucci shoes. This one is so juicy. We're preempting Lucy.
Running down the street, the sound of running feet. Is on the fourth floor, round the floor, side door, cellar door, loose floor, second floor, third floor, bedroom door. Throw the double across the floor,
turn it on to channel 4. Stay tuned to this channel for our all-star panel.
I used to know him. He seems like a regular guy.
TV suicide. TV suicide. What a lovely way to die. It's another case of telecide. BBC TV suicide. BBC TV suicide. What a lovely way to die. It's a television suicide.
you. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it, kids. We really do, coming back to see the Tubes. I know you've all seen us 1,000 times, man. And we really appreciate you coming back, man. We've been all over the world this year, and it really feels good to come back home, I'll tell you. We like to do from the Remote Control album, the ballad right now, Love's a Mystery.
That means the big game against Galveston is just a few days away. We're praying that new guy, Coach Thompson, is getting our Broncaneers ready for combat.
You the new football coach down at the high school?
Yes, sir. Coach Thompson. It's my wife, Amy.
Hey, y'all.
Well, Coach Crawford was like family. You got some big shoes to fill. We sure love our football around here more than anything. White Big Chipper, pecan crumble.
Go Broncaneers!
Ain't it good to be the coach?
Now, I'm not sure what you heard about me, but I do things a little different than y'all are used to here in Stouffer's Heights. This season, we're going to be the first team in the county to run a no-huddle offense.
What?
You don't like that? You can just look at my 14-2 record Northeast last year. Second, we do two-a-days every day. Mm-hmm. And third, and I just need you to go with me on this one.
No way. But, Coach, we play football.
My team, my rules. You don't like it? Don't let the door rape you on the way out.
Can we rape in away games?
Nope.
What if it's Halloween and she's dressed like a sexy cat?
Nope.
What if she thinks it's rape, but I don't?
Still no.
What about, like, a sexy ladybug?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Nope.
A ghost? What about a sexy owl? Sexy transformer?
What if my mom is the DA and won't prosecute? Can I rape?
No, you cannot.
What if she's drunk and has a slight reputation and no one's gonna believe her?
That ain't allowed.
Okay. The girl said yes to me the other day, but it was about something else.
No.
What if the girl said yes, but then she changes her mind out of nowhere? Like a crazy person.
You gotta stop.
No, you gotta stop! Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You're that new coach who don't like raping.
How are our boys supposed to celebrate when they win?
Or blow off steam if they lose.
That's not very neighborly, ladies.
These folks, that's just their way, okay? You can't bring a wet mule around a hot corn oven.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Right? How about just backing off this whole no raping thing for
no,
now?
I know we've been through it, and I know we have a daughter, okay? I know that. And I love her, but I am so tired. I don't know why, but I am.
Can I come in?
Sure.
I'm sorry to bother you at home, Coach, but you're the closest thing I ever had to a dad, and I just want to, you know, ask.
Go ahead, son.
But, like, what if someone else is raping her, right? And I'm just, like, filming it on my phone?
No, it's Dylan. No, you're just as guilty. But you already knew that, right?
Are taking a beating out there. Oh, we got a hard hit on Cunningham and he is down.
It's pretty severe. Well, just give it to me straight, Doc. Will my boy ever rape again?
Afraid not.
Broncaneers are really feeling Cunningham's loss. They're down 15 points. And that's halftime, folks.
We should not be losing this game. Dugan, what in the hell were you thinking out there on that last play, son?
I was thinking about raping.
God damn it. How do I get through to you boys that football isn't about rape? It's about violently dominating anyone that stands between you and what you want. Now you gotta get yourself into the mindset that you are gods.
Yeah.
And you are entitled to this!
Yeah.
That other team, they ain't just gonna lay down and give it to you.
No.
But you gotta go out there and take it!
Yeah.
Then let's get out there!
Yeah.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Don't rain!
Ain't it good to be the coach?
I love you, baby.